Have you ever used those words, "I can't"? Have you ever heard those words used? What happens in scouting if you say, "I can't"? Try again. "Oh, but I just can't. It's impossible for me." Are those words you're supposed to use in scouting? No? Well, I remember that when I was a kid, I was allowed to say a lot of things. I was allowed to say things were tough. I was allowed to say things were hard. But people got pretty disgusted when I or any of my friends would go, "I just can't. It's impossible. It'll never happen." Well, you know, as adults, sometimes we still do this. We still say, "I can't," in the face of difficulties. I had the privilege of going to camp with a group of youth from a church I served. And at this camp, we did some rock climbing. Now, I am deathly, deathly afraid of heights, okay? I get up about 3 stories and my knees go out from under me. I said, "There's no way I can do this." But the youth director I was with needed somebody to help him test the wall and test the ropes. Guess who the guinea pig was? And I said, "But I can't. I have no strength in my upper arms. I'm afraid of heights. I've never rock climbed. And I can't." Well, he convinced me to try. You know what happened? I found out I could. Maybe not as well as someone who'd been rock climbing for years and years and years. Maybe not as well as somebody who'd been working out with weights. But you know, I could do it. Then it was time for the kids to come and try. And a lot of them were not that much older than you all. And they faced this wall, and the first thing, you could just see it. They didn't say it out loud, but you could see it in their eyes. They were like, "I can't do that." So we'd put the harness on them, and we'd start them up the wall. And this amazing thing would happen. We would tell them, "Just grab for this rock." And the other kids that were there would start to cheer for them. They would start to get behind them, and they would start to say, "Yeah, you can do it. Just pull up just a little harder. Yeah, just move your foot just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Oh, come on." And they would start to cheer for them. And this amazing thing would happen. Never fail. Every kid who stood up to try the wall went at least one rock higher than they absolutely thought was possible. It was absolutely amazing. Now, in Christianity, I hear those words a lot, "I can't." In fact, I've used them a lot, but that's another story. I hear people say, "I can't. I can't read the Bible and understand it for myself. Oh, I can't pray like they can. I could never have the faith that they have." Amazingly, I've heard a lot of those words used in conversations with me. Now, you all know when we did the prayer time, the sharing about our prayer life, the thing I shared with you was my uncomfortableness about praying out loud in public and leading public prayer. And then I see all these other pastors who do that so well, and I think, "I can't do it like them." You wouldn't believe the number of people who come up to me and said, "Oh, I can't pray like you." And I thought, well, good grief. I mean, it wouldn't take much. There's also been a number of people who said, "Ah, oh, I could just never read the Bible and understand it for myself." A number of people who've said, "Oh, I could never, ever get up in front of people and talk." In fact, at Scouts the other night, what'd y'all learn? What is the scariest thing in the whole world for most people? Exactly. What would they rather do than talk in front of a group, did we learn?
Die.
They would rather, die is number 2. And what did you guys do today?
We talked in front of a group.
Yeah, wow, you did it. You did the hardest thing in life. Everything else should be simple from now on, right? Nothing else will ever have to be an "I can't." What I've also been amazed about is how often, if you can get a group of people together and get them to just try a little bit, with a little bit of support behind them, amazing stuff happens. But you all have seen it at camp. Amazing stuff happens. Things that people thought they'd never be able to do begins to happen. When I read this scripture about Thomas, and Thomas says, "Oh, I could never believe," the words I hear coming out of his mouth are those words that I myself and so many other people have used so often. I can't. I just can't believe. I just can't get my mind around the idea that Jesus is risen. You all may have seen him, but I almost see Thomas here saying, "I know I never will. It just won't happen to me because I just can't." When I hear people in faith use those words, "I can't," I often get angry. Because I love them and I care about them and I don't want them to sell themselves short. When you hear your kids say, "I can't," do you sometimes get angry? Do you sometimes, not like, but frustrated that I don't want you to sell yourself short. Please don't give up on yourself. Don't discount yourself. You are so capable and wonderful and loved, and I don't want to see you ever, ever sell yourself short. Well, when people I love and care about say, "I can't, man, I can't read the Bible and understand it. I can't pray. I can't have faith," sometimes the first emotion I feel is anger and frustration. I just want to get a hold of them and shake them and say, "Yes, you can. If I can do it, anybody can." So when Thomas says he can't, you would think that when Jesus first saw him, that perhaps, just perhaps, a scolding would have been the first things off his lips. "Good grief, Thomas. After all we've been through, you think that I would show up to all the other disciples and leave you out? You think that was on purpose? You think I don't love and care about you as much as them? You don't think I would give you as much opportunity as I gave them?" Yet there's no scolding on Jesus' lips. He simply shows up and proves with his actions what those words would have said. He gives Thomas the same opportunity he gave the other disciples. He gives him the same time, the same comfort, the same love, the same energy. And amazingly, what does Thomas find out? Could Thomas believe? Yes, he could. In fact, he doesn't even have to put his fingers in the holes and his hand in the side. Like he said, "I'll have to go that far. There's no way just seeing him will ever be enough." And yet when he sees Jesus, it's enough. And for all of those times that when we face things in the Christian faith, those first words out of our mouth are, "I can't," there's a story in the scriptures for us. It's the story of Thomas. The story of the person who said, "I can't believe," and found out that Jesus had enough patience and enough time and enough love to give him exactly what he needed so he could. And what he found out was that Jesus was enough. Jesus in and of himself was enough. And I think in our faith walks, we will often find the same thing as well. There's one other thing about this story that I think is really neat and really helpful. Notice where these experiences of Christ happen. They happen in a group. There seems to be something about people getting together and believing in each other that makes a difference. It's like at the rock wall at camp. The more kids at the bottom believing in the kid climbing the wall, the higher he got up on the wall. Jesus believes in us enough that we can do anything. And he's given us the gift of the church and of other Christians and other persons who believe in us, our families, our Christian families, that there are people there to cheer us on and to say, "It may be tough, it may be hard, it may be scary, But I believe in you. I believe in you, and I believe that God loves you and that wants you to be all that He's created you to be. God's love for you goes beyond, I think, what any of us could imagine. And the gifts and graces that God has given each of us go beyond our wildest dreams. So my challenge to myself, as well as the rest of you today, is to put away those words "can't" and to step forward in belief. Believing that God believes in you. Believing that God loves you. And believing that God wants to do amazing things in your life. And if you're like Thomas, and there's just that one thing you need, remember that God cares about you. And perhaps as Thomas, God will provide you with that one thing. You merely need to ask.